That was a great song, Paul. We like that.
Yeah. What's the matter? Are you sitting down already?
Yeah.
Yeah, a bit lazy this morning,
yeah,
aren't you?
Yeah, we are, really. We're very tired. We've
are you?
We've very early.
Really? What were you doing, Rosie?
Well, I was having to make Sammy's breakfast because we do it all the time, you know, but I don't let him cook because he gets so messy.
Messy,
everywhere.
Yeah. Yeah, I've been thinking about that this week, about this whole getting messy thing.
Have you?
Yeah, because it occurs to me that too many people find it too easy to be messy.
You don't like things messy.
No,
do
I don't.
You?
I don't
no,
understand.
It's got CDO.
I do not understand ever the need to be messy when
no.
it's so simple to be neat and tidy and keep things tidy
you
and organised.
You tidy things away before we finish with them, though.
Yeah, and well, you know, you should put them away yourself a bit quicker anyway.
I know, yeah. Paul. You're always right, Paul.
I'm always right, Rosie. You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. Yeah.
So, come on then. Get on with the show.
What do you mean?
You. Get on then. Get the children down. I want to see what you're going to do.
Well, we're not ready there in the script
you're
yet,
already,
Rosie.
You always do something.
Yeah, but you've missed some bits out.
So, but, come on then, Paul. It's very...
Yeah, but this thing about being messy, right?
Yeah.
It's not just about stuff, is it?
No.
It's about our lives as well, isn't it? And
yeah.
sometimes how easy it is. You sound like you know what you're talking about now.
Yeah, because I get very cross sometimes and we make
you
a
do.
Right mess of it. That's why I've got red hair, you see.
Yeah.
Because I do get very cross.
But it's not good,
yeah.
though, is it? That we
no.
find it so easy to make such a mess of things in our lives. Doesn't that make you sad?
It does make me sad sometimes, especially sometimes I upset Sam.
And you know, I think it should make you sad a bit more often, though. That's the thing. Yeah,
well,
sometimes you don't seem very sad, Rosie, when you're being cross with people.
I don't seem sad. Well, I am sad sometimes, very sad.
Okay, all right. Well, that's good. It's good that you can admit it, okay? And that's kind of like what we need to talk about next, right?
Okay.
So you're just going to sit there and listen for
yep.
a bit, aren't you? And like you said, I'm going to get the children to come and, well, kind of help me. I'll explain what I mean by that in a minute. Okay, so kids, you should come down the front with me for a moment like you normally would at this point in the service, okay? Now, you might just want to stand up or just squat down, just kneel down, that's it, because if you sit down you won't see. Now the thing is, what I really like you to do is just move back a little bit, okay? Now do you know there's a program, there's a kids program on TV, we can't remember what it's called, but where they do science experiments sometimes. You ever seen anything like that? Yeah, no, I'm not going to blow up any chocolate, no.
Operation Ouch.
Operation Ouch. Right, okay. Now the thing is, today we will be needing operation and we will be saying ouch if you don't follow my instructions, okay? Listen.
You see, he's always right.
Listen, you've got to follow my instructions. This is really important this morning, okay? Right. You've got to follow my instructions because if you put your fingers in there, I'm going to get in trouble with your parents, okay?
Yeah, don't do that, children.
All right?
Don't do that.
You promise you're going to be really careful, aren't you? Aren't you? Hello? You're going to be really careful,
yes,
aren't
Paul.
You?
Yes.
Right, okay, I'm not responsible for anything else that happens from this point forwards. They've said, kind of, they're going to be careful. So it's up to them now, your children, okay? Now, you know, we were talking just now about how easy it is to be messy. And Rosie was right, I don't like getting messy, so
no.
I'm going to put these lovely pink rubber gloves on, okay? Just think for a minute about things that you do, okay, that might not be the best things, or might like be a bit kind of, well, not very helpful, and maybe sometimes grown-ups have to have a little chat with you about those things.
Yeah.
You know what I mean, that little chat.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. What kind of things might happen? What kind of things? Karis, you can kneel down a bit if you want, but yeah, thanks. So what kind of things? What kind of things, when our lives, you know, when things feel a bit, you know, in life, you know, experience that? You know, that thing going on, yeah? Okay. We're all good at doing that, aren't we? What kind of things make us feel like that, though? Your brother, okay? Let's go straight in there with the honest truth. Your brother, poor brother. He is listening. Okay, right, so sometimes other people can get on our nerves and annoy us a bit, right? And what else? Come. Your sister, I thought that was going to come, yeah. Well done, Lucy, yeah, okay. Anything else? Don't say your dad, because that won't be very nice. Right, so when your game doesn't quite go to plan, you get a bit cross. So, yeah, anybody else get sad about anything? Or is life just absolutely amazing the whole time? I don't believe that life is absolutely amazing the whole time. There are other things that go on. Go on, Liz. Parents, yeah, go on, well done. Okay, one more, okay. Work. You don't go to work. What are you on about? Schoolwork. Oh, right, okay. But you see, now, the thing is, right, put your hand... Oh, you've got one, go on. Your brother. Okay, yeah, we're picking on brothers and sisters morning this morning, aren't we? Okay, just imagine, right, that this white handkerchief, okay... Yes, it is. No, it's not. It's a handkerchief. It's not a tissue. It's a piece of cloth. Stop arguing with me. Okay, right, listen, just imagine, without commenting, okay, just let's do it this way. This will be good. Without commenting, just imagine that this is the most precious thing that you have. Okay, just imagine that it is. Okay, just imagine that it is. Without commenting, without speaking, okay, just think about the most precious thing to you. Okay, just think about the most precious thing to you. Okay, imagine that this might represent that most precious thing. And you know, then when things in life, don't wobble the table, Ethan. Get off the table. When things in life aren't quite as they would be, as we would like them to be, and oh no, we didn't want that table really, did we? And things kind of go, well, they get a bit messed up, don't they? And then when that happens, let me just mop some of that. Oh no, that wasn't a clever idea. Oh well, never mind. Don't tell Jo that I messed up the table because she gets a bit cross about those kinds of things.
Okay. I know, Jo. I'm going to tell her.
Okay, all right. Right, and when things get a bit messed up, it doesn't make us feel good, does it? And what we do is we want to try and get them clean. So we've got some nice water here.
You got that water pistol again, Paul?
No, yeah, it's not no, a water no, pistol.
Yeah, and, we all know and, about that,
and,
don't we?
You know, oh. Well, that hasn't gone so well, has it? It looks even worse, doesn't it?
Have you made a mess, Paul?
Yeah, I have actually, Rosie, yeah. So, yeah, we don't need to talk about what it looks like. Okay, so now it's... I wasn't expecting that one. So now, look, it's even worse, okay? And we try, no matter how hard we try, it's just not working. Does somebody else want to try and clean it? Okay, right, just put a glove on. Just one. Just put a glove on. Anybody who wants to have a try, just put one glove on. Okay. Okay, just two or three. Okay. Right, okay, don't touch that brown stuff on the table. Okay. Okay, right, just put those gloves on. Okay. Go on then, Tom. You put one on as well. Just put one glove on. Okay. Don't put the other glove in that water. Just the one that's got that, the other hand. Just, I knew something was wrong there. Right, who's ready to try and give that cloth a clean? Okay. Have you got your glove on? Who's ready? Come on. People have got dinner in the oven. Come on. Right, come on, Lucy. Come around this side. Or you could come this side, whichever. Okay, just try and give that a whizzy round and squidge it a bit with your fingers and see if you can get that brown off. Is it any good? Lift it up. No, rubbish. Well done, Lucy. Right, just take that glove off and leave it on the table. Right, come on. Who's next? Right, okay, just don't touch that brown mess on the table. That might come off, but never mind. Okay, any good? Look, right, we're not doing very well, are we? It's not really getting clean. Okay, right, who's next? Come on. Right, no, it's not working. Come on, Tom, can you do it? Okay, no, Bethany, any good? No, right, okay. Right, sit back down again. Leave the table alone, Tom, now. Just take those rubber gloves off and put them in a pile somewhere. So this is no good. It's all messed up. It's all mucky. And do you know, this is a bit like what our lives can be like, isn't it? You know, something's not quite right, and things aren't quite growing as we would like, and life seems a bit rubbish. And we try, no matter how hard we try, it doesn't change anything. Okay, but today we're thinking about Jesus, aren't we? And Jesus dying on the cross for us. I'm just going to move that out of your way. And you know, when we have our lives with Jesus, this is what happens. Put it in this one, in this water, and look what happens. Look what happens. No, it's not got washing
That's
up liquid
amazing.
In it.
That's amazing.
No, it's not warm or water. Don't put your fingers in it. And look, when we have Jesus in our lives, wow, look at that. Well, I put it in there and it got clean. Yeah. But this is what life is
That's
like.
Cool,
so
Rosie.
When we had the mucky stuff on it and we tried to clean it just in that water, we just couldn't, it just didn't work, did it? It just didn't work and things were just not how God wants them to be for us. But when we accept Jesus into our lives and we know that Jesus loves us And we welcome him into our lives, and we try our best to live the way that Jesus wants us to live. It's just like what's happened now, is our lives are fully, completely filled up with Jesus. And he cleans every bit of rubbish out of our lives and makes it all great. And you know, if I were to put some of this brown stuff in here now, I don't know if this is going to work actually, but we'll see what happens. If I put some of this brown stuff in here now, in that water, it makes a mess of the water. But if I do this, if I take this life that's filled up with Jesus back to this mess over here and put that in there, look what happens. It cleans that up as well. Yeah, have you? I found out by mistake that happens though. But look, what happens when we take our lives filled with Jesus and we share them with other people, we can help them get their lives sorted out the way that God would like them to be as well. And I think this is really, really important for us to know. When Jesus said on the cross, "It is finished," what he meant was the way that this can happen. He's done everything that he needs for this to happen in our lives. He's made our lives so complete if we worship him that everything in life we can take to Jesus. It doesn't mean that our lives will always be perfect and we'll never get that feeling. We will at times. But you know, we can go back to Jesus and ask for his help and his strength and his support, and that will make the big difference in our lives. Does that help you understand it a bit more, Rosie?
Yes, it does, Paul. That was amazing. I thought that cloth was rubbish, really, forever.
Well, so did I, but
it made
nice
it clean.
Right, can you go back to your seats for a minute? Okay. So, and Rosie, maybe if I put a bit of this stuff on the table, do you think it will clean the table and then Joe won't be cross with me?
I don't know. You could try, though.
It has worked a bit, so that's good. Phew. Okay, right, now Mike is going to come and remove this bowl of stuff for me so that nobody else plays with it.
It's very sad though, Paul.
Just a little interval, yeah. Rosie, hang on a minute. Let me just give all this to Mike to make it all safe. That's it. Can't get the rubber glove off now, that's not helpful. That's just me. Well, it's got some under there. Okay. Right, okay. So, Rosie, that's all safe now, okay? We don't want anybody getting hurt with that special stuff that was in that water, do we?
So I just think it's sad sometimes, Paul, because it can't be that easy for us, can it, to be that clean?
No.
Well, it might not be that easy for you, Rosie. Oh, sorry.
Maybe I shouldn't have said that.
No, nothing. But no, Rosie, that's the important thing, though, to remember, okay, that when we're thinking about Jesus coming and offering us hope and giving us blessings in our lives and helping us to go to him when we've got when we're stuck with something and get help and all of those things, it's for everybody, Rosie.
Even me?
Even for you, Rosie.
Oh, okay.
So you don't have to think that it's not for you or it's impossible for Sam. I know.
What about you?
Even for me, Rosie. It's for everybody, and that's the exciting thing that we want to tell people, isn't it? You know, when I said about how when we take our lives filled with Jesus and we share them with other people, we can help them to know Jesus as well. And we can help them to know how much Jesus loves them and cares for them and wants their lives to be amazing with him as well. And that's what Jesus wants for us, isn't it?
Yes, it is, Paul.
Yeah.